Thank you for listening to the Family Life Podcast. For more great content, visit thefamilylife.org. We hope you are blessed by today's message and will be encouraged to share it with someone you know.
And there was a famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, Go not down into Egypt, dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, and I will bless thee. For unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father. And I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give unto thy seed all these countries, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. And Isaac dwelt in Gerar. It was Job, while in the center of all the chaos and calamity, the crisis that his life was in, that there, in that storm of life, he said these words. Look at it. Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. But I will maintain mine own ways before him. In a moment, family, friends, possessions, wealth, even his own health, all of it was suddenly taken from him. All that seemed safe and secured was gone, and the landscape of his life was suddenly laid bare. There was little that was left to lean on. But it was there in that trial of all trials that Job lifted his head and said with sure words and a steady heart, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. And like anyone who is committed to claim their territory, he went on and set the stake a little deeper and said, I will maintain my own ways. Simply stated, Job was looking his current condition in the eye and telling it that I will not move. I will, in fact, trust in God. He was saying, this storm, as fierce as it may be, it will not change where and the one that I place my faith in. I will maintain my way before him. Each one of us at some point in our life will find ourselves at a place or places in life that will demand of us an answer such as Job gave. A defining moment, if you would, a defining moment of our faith, a crossing of a threshold of life that enters into something more than what has been asked of before. It could be, in fact, that you and I, all of us, are at such a point right now, such a place right now, a place not just in the flesh, but more deeply in the spirit that will define who we really are and where we really stand. A place of faith more firmly planted in Christ and his character than in our own carnality and comfort. Four, look at this, if you would, please. It is often in our greatest adversities that our true character, spiritual depth, and faithfulness to God is revealed. For adversity, difficulty, loss of convenience and comfort, opposition, offense, a spiritual attack like that of the trial of Job, have a way of laying bare, if you would, who we really are and where we really are at in our relationship with God. And that's what was happening to Isaac in Genesis 26. A famine had come to the land. Look at it again, if you would, please, the first verse. And there was a famine. There was a famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. There was a famine in the land, but it was not the first, and it would not be the last famine. It was another famine. There was one that had happened before to his father, Abraham, but now it was a famine that Isaac had to face for himself. some 20 chapters forward, if you would, in the book of Genesis, the son of Isaac, Jacob, had to face his own famine. Look at this. Each generation, every individual, will face their own famine or challenge of faith that determines their spiritual survival. Abraham faced it. Isaac had his. Jacob had to experience it for himself. All faced, every one of them faced their own famine, and all were given the same promises. Yet each had to determine how they would respond to the famine that was before them. While your roots may run deep in a heritage, hear me now for a moment, if you would, please. While your roots may run deep in a heritage that has its past in a church or a church culture that has stood the test of time, it must be when your time comes, when the famine finds you, that you hold to a promise that is especially, specifically for you. For as much as I can glean from my past, please hear me, someone, as much as I can glean from my past or my parents or those who have stood before me, standing the test of time, it must be that there in that moment, in that place of adversity, that you and I are able to remain faithful and committed even when it is not convenient and it is not comfortable. The Lord spoke to Isaac and told him not to go down into Egypt, but to dwell in the place that he had put him in Gerar, in other words, because there and only there, in that place of obedience and commitment, would he bless him. Don't let the desire of your flesh and the wandering thoughts of your mind and spirit or the influence of others in this world cause you to leave what is the word and the will of God for your life. Understand this, the appeal of Egypt was the bread, meaning the satisfying of the flesh. He wanted to go to Egypt because that's where the bread was. And so it was a type, that was the satisfying of the flesh, getting what it wanted instead of what it really needed. But no amount of bread or doing what the flesh wanted would ever bring the blessing that the spirit needed. Look at this, if you would, please, and understand this. Faithfulness in the famine can determine the blessing in the time of abundance. Isaac could have wandered around. He could have found his way into an Egypt, but that was not the place or the way that the blessing would come through. The famine, hear me, someone, the famine may be difficult. The season, it may not be comfortable or convenient, but obedience is better than sacrifice, the word tells us. It would be better to be hungry in faithful obedience to God than to be full in carnal, comfortable disobedience to God. Because spiritual hunger, hear me, spiritual hunger has the promise of ultimate fulfillment. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, Jesus said. Well, the hunger of the flesh will never be satisfied, for the wise man Solomon said that the appetite of the flesh is never filled. God told Isaac to not go down to Egypt, for the blessing was bound to obedience. This is important to understand in what was going on here. He told him not to go down into Egypt because the blessing was bound to obedience. Our blessing is bound to our obedience. The famine may have been fierce where he was. It may not have been the way that he wanted it to be. Famines usually are not. There were probably days that it did not make sense, days where he looked toward Egypt. There was a view through the lens of the flesh that wanted it to be different, that would try to make it to be different, and he wondered, why not go there? But there was something beyond that moment, that season, that famine that God had promised to him. Learning to live for God and to be faithful when it is difficult makes us able to say like Job, yet will I trust him, I will maintain my ways before him. It was that sixth verse of Genesis 26 that determined the continuance of the blessing for Isaac and all those that followed. This is important to understand. It's very simple, but it's profound. Look at this in Genesis 26:6. And Isaac dwelt in Gerar. It was that simple. Right there in that place that God told him to stay, not in Egypt where he wanted to go, but right there in that famine, right there in that difficult place, right there where it was not comfortable, the appointed place of God, that was where the blessing would be found ultimately. The blessing and answer that Jesus has for you is not going to be found in wandering and wondering where your flesh is most pleased. But it's found in the place of submission and obedience to His word and His will, to maintain your way, to stand steady even when the storm tries to sway you. For faithfulness in your famine will ultimately mean the feasting in your future. I want you to pray with me right now, wherever you are, in your home, driving down the road, at work, wherever you are, for a moment, right now. Reach out in the Spirit and understand God has a purpose in the faithfulness of your famine. Father, I pray that God, you would touch some soul, some mind, some family, some heart right now. Someone that's listening to this, that's watching this, wherever they might be, whatever they're going through, whatever they're feeling in their mind, Lord, whatever has brought them to this particular season of their life. And I recognize that we all are feeling the effects of a famine, if you would, that's surrounding us. And God, we're hungry for so many different things. Help the one person, if it would be, that's listening today, that this is reaching to understand that God, if you have them there, then you have a purpose in it. And help them to understand that through that season, that time, that place, if they will remain faithful, that God, there is a blessing beyond it. And God, I pray for the one that is wayward and lost and that's drifted from you, that God, that there would arise a spiritual hunger right now within them. And they would recognize that there's no need to wander anymore. There's no need to go back to Egypt. There's no need to try to find the satisfying in their flesh. What they need is to be filled in the Spirit today, to repent of their sins and to be baptized in your name, Jesus, and to be filled with your Spirit, to be saved today. And so God, I pray for everyone that's listening to this, watching this right now, help them to be faithful, God, to stand steady, to not move, to not run away, to not give up in a difficult time, but to understand that there's a purpose behind this, that you see what we do not see, the end from the beginning. And so, Father, I pray right now, touch that family, that individual, that life, God, and help them right now and encourage them to know that, God, you see them and you care and you will feed them and you will sustain them. And we trust in you and we honor you, God, and glorify you. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you this day.